for the first time in 20 years, and Senator Nazem Kadri helped get them there. But the rising star is also a Muslim who's been the target of hateful messages and death threats on social media. As Colorado Public Radio's Vic Vela reports, Denver's Islamic community is frustrated.
Taha Dekak's old roller hockey jersey still fits like a glove. He's showing it off from inside his window tint shop, Tint My Ride, in Denver. The jersey's emblazoned with a fierce cougar clawing at a hockey puck, representing the Aurora High School he graduated from 11 years ago.
What made hockey for me really, really exciting is skating, going really fast.
It's a great workout.
Yeah, exactly. My wife always comments on my butt, and I tell her it's from hockey.
He loves hockey, but he also remembers struggling as a Muslim youth, playing a sport where he was regularly subjected to people's biases and racism.
The kids that I played with, they would make, you know, racist comments. My mom, she came one time to practice, and she heard some really rude comments. And after that, my mom never came to any of my practices or games or anything like that.
What were some of the things that were said?
Oh, terrorist, middle fingers, go back to your country.
By the way, Dekak's country is the United States. He was born in Kansas. His parents are from Syria. The prejudice he often deals with is dejecting. But something that gives Dekak hope is Avalanche player Nazem Kadri. He's Canadian, but his parents are from Lebanon, and he's also a Muslim.
I can't imagine how hard it would be to be in the NHL, the only Muslim, and then having to go through that. I respect him a lot, though. It really does inspire me, for sure, to be brave. He's very, very brave.
It was this play during the Avs' second-round series against St. Louis where Kadri became public enemy number one among Blues fans.
Lehkonen moving in, Binnington fought that off, and then Binnington was hit hard as Kadri was driving to the net.
He was going for the puck in front of the opposing team's net when he and a Blues player crashed into St. Louis goalie Jordan Binnington. The goalie was injured and did not play the rest of the series.
Net also off, and we'll have to see if Binnington is okay.
Last season, Kadri was suspended for an illegal hit on a Blues player. But on this play, referees did not call a penalty, and the league did not punish Kadri's actions. But that didn't stop some Blues fans from attacking Kadri's race and religion on social media. Kadri's wife posted some of those comments directed at her family on Instagram, with people calling her husband things like a stupid Arab. One person even questioned where Kadri was on 9/11. Kadri addressed the comments last week.
Man, unfortunately, I've been dealing with that for a long time. You know, that's sad to say, but that's just the fact of the matter. I'm getting good at just putting it in the rearview mirror. It's a big deal. I try to act like it's not and just keep moving forward.
The kind of hate Kadri's dealing with is something Albara Mutluk can relate to. He's a 21-year-old Coloradan who plays soccer at Concordia College in Minnesota. He recalls a game in high school when someone on the opposing team called him a Muslim slur. But he says the referee didn't do anything about it.
And after that one happened, I just took my jersey off, took my captain badge off, and I told like my coach, if you guys are not going to deal with this, if you're not going to talk to the ref, you're not going to do anything about it, if you're not going to write a report about it, I will not play this season. And it cost me my whole season. It just hurts, you know, like at the end of the day, nobody cares.
Mutluk is a member of the Islamic Outreach Center in Denver. The imam there is Shafi Anaziz, who condemns the attacks on Kadri.
Why do we do that? This is just a young man whose parents traveled from their native home to another country for a better life, like any other person. This young man should have been appreciated, should have been encouraged. This young man should be loved. He worked so hard.
Here's Nazem Kadri. Kadri shoots, score!
But a lot of people have Kadri's back. Avs players and coaches have denounced the attacks, as have league officials. And many fans have held up signs at home games that say, "Stand with Nas." Back at his shop, Taha Dekak beams when he talks about his 3-year-old boy and how hopeful he is for the future.
I want my son to be able to play hockey one day. I want his Muslim friends to be interested in that. And I don't want him to be scared away from it because he hears, oh, this sport is mainly white people. So I definitely want hockey to be an option for this new generation of Muslims.
Dukak says Kadri is paving the way for that future.
Austin Nazem Kadri scores! It's a hat trick for Kadri!
In the face of hate, Kadri is letting his play do the talking. In a game against the Blues last week, the first game after getting death threats, he scored 3 goals, a hat trick, to lead the Avs to victory in St. Louis.
A few hats on the ice for the hat trick for Kadri and his first career playoff hat trick.
After the game, Kadri said, "For those that hate, that one's for them." For Here and Now, I'm Vic Vela.